Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. And let's be real, we all need a little dose of that sometimes, right? Today's topic, forgiveness. Not just the polite, I forgive you we mumble after someone bumps into us at the grocery store, but the deep, soul-healing kind. The stuff that actually makes you feel lighter, freer, and, dare I say it, happier. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know, those old hurts, grudges, resentment, they weigh you down, keep you stuck in the past. Forgiveness is like taking a deep breath, finally letting go of that pack and feeling the sun on your shoulders again. It's not about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened, it's about choosing to release those negative emotions that are holding you hostage. So, how do we actually do this? How do we practice forgiveness when our gut screams no way? Here is the truth. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a muscle you have to flex, a skill you hone over time. It takes conscious effort, honesty with yourself, and sometimes even a little bit of courage. But trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Recognize that holding on to anger hurts you more than the other person. Think about it like this. You're pouring gasoline on a fire that's already burning inside you. The other person might not even know they set the blaze, but you keep adding fuel to the flames. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about choosing peace for yourself. 2. Understand that forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions. It's about acknowledging what happened, feeling your emotions fully, and then consciously deciding to let go of the bitterness. Think of it like a photo album. You can look back at those moments, learn from them, but you don't have to keep reliving them over and over again in your head. 3. Practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, it means trying to understand why someone might have acted the way they did. We all make mistakes, we all have our own baggage. By trying to see things from their perspective, you can start to break down the walls of resentment. Or, start small. Don't expect to forgive everything overnight. Start with smaller hurts and work your way up to the bigger ones. Forgive yourself for past mistakes, even those that feel incredibly embarrassing. Remember, we're all human, we all mess up. 5. Be patient with yourself. Forgiveness is a process, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like progress is impossible. That's okay. Just keep showing up, keep practicing, and remember that every small step forward is a victory. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. Your best friend, the one who knows your deepest secrets and has been through thick and thin with you, says something incredibly hurtful. They may not have meant to, but their words cut deep. You feel betrayed, angry, maybe even heartbroken. It's easy to get stuck in a spiral of resentment, replaying those words over and over in your head. But what if, instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged your pain, and then consciously chose to forgive them? It wouldn't erase the hurt, but it would allow you to move forward, to rebuild that friendship, and ultimately, to heal yourself. Remember, forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook, it's about releasing yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. It's a powerful act of self-love, a gift you give yourself every time you choose to let go. So, are you ready to take that step? To start practicing forgiveness in your own life? It won't be easy, but trust me, it will be worth it. As always, keep shining bright and remember you got this. Share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom today, leave a review if it resonates with you, and join the conversation on social media. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and never stop believing in the power of forgiveness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.